Second item is public comment. Do we have any comments?
You guys are doing great. Love it.
You're doing okay? Anybody else? We're waiting for you.
Yeah, you don't get to go yet.
Yeah. All right, let's approve the minutes for the April. That was our last meeting, April 10th.
I move we approve the April minutes.
Okay. I'll second.
Sorry, did you approve them? Sorry.
All right.
I was talking.
Okay. All right. The agenda for today, September 11th. We need a motion to approve it. Okay.
Move we approve the agenda for tonight.
Second.
It's approved. All right, now we got the Metro report.
Long time no see, everybody. How you doing?
Yeah.
Dean, Sergeant with Metro. And nothing significant to report. It's actually been a very quiet summer. So hopefully it stays that way. Anyone have any questions or concerns for me? No? All right. As always, I'll be around the whole meeting, so if you have anything to ask me, feel free. It's fine.
Mr. Boxer. Your turn.
A couple items. I wanted to address again comments I made at the last meeting I attended where I discussed our fire department's desire to offer both home and yard inspections for residents in order to help them reduce the danger of fires inside the home and in the yard.
Okay, are we going to follow the agenda?
Pardon?
Are we going to follow the agenda?
I thought, yeah, he's right there. He's number two.
No.
No.
Hard Kenny.
Oh, I skipped one. Admin. Okay, sorry about that.
You skipped a bunch.
Have a seat, Mr. Baxter.
Sorry, you skipped like four items.
Okay, it's your turn.
Good practice.
I just skipped one turn.
Well, hey, I'm here.
I mean, I don't need to talk. I'm just saying, end up my one talk.
All right.
I don't have a whole lot to report. The item that we weren't able to hear, that was the property, it was a waiver for the property right across the way from the bar. They have drainage issues on that side, as you can imagine, being on the side of the mountain. And they wanted to do some changes to the drainage. They had an opportunity to get some fill dirt from the construction and wanted to take advantage of that while it was happening. So they came through and were approved. It would have been great if you could have heard it, but it didn't. I don't think it impacts anybody but that property to fix drainage problems. So you didn't miss out on a whole lot of that, but they got approved without any problem.
And you can take a look at where they're going to have the drainage. So they need plenty of room.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And they're lining up the big boulders, yep. So on the road, and so they're doing it right.
And they honestly don't know what they're going to do with the property. That was my first question. Well, must be preparing for something. And they said, well, whatever we do, we have to have good drainage and access to the site. So they do not have plans right now. And when they do, they'll come to here.
So they're happy, right?
Yeah, it worked out well for them.
What happened with the bar?
With the bar, it got approved. I can't remember.
I know it got approved. Was there anybody there objecting or?
That,
you know.
That was so long ago, I can't remember.
I remember Brownie was down there.
No, at the board, you know what, I apologize, I did not, it's been so long, I forgot to look that up, I had looked it up for the last time, so I don't believe there was any problems with getting it through. It would stand out if there was a big drama. So I don't think there was any.
Hey, there was a few residents that told me they were going to go down there. I don't know if they did or mm-hmm. not. But I haven't heard any complaints. Has anybody heard any complaints?
No, I haven't either.
I've noticed that on Saturdays when they don't have amplified music, compared to Sundays when they do have amplified music, I definitely hear the music more in my backyard. And it does detract from my enjoyment. So far, I've liked the music.
That always helps.
Okay.
But, you know, one of the things,
right.
You
There's a difference between being able to hear it and
right.
having it affect your home and property.
Right.
So if it gets to that point, then you have the opportunity to call and, you know, report it to your problem. And I'm sorry, I did not bring that with me. I'll have to see if they put an additional review on it or not. I'll have to.
Yeah, that would be
my recollection is that they're going to start to get amplified music March or April.
Right, yeah, we haven't had the review.
And they were going to do it for a period of 2 or 3 months on a
trial right.
basis, but they didn't start on March or April.
Right.
They were late.
So, yeah, it hasn't
reasons.
Been back to us yet.
Yeah.
For review. That's why I don't have it, because we haven't done a review.
So we're still going to have a review opportunity.
It was approved with your saying, which I reported in April, with your saying what you asked for. Yeah. That's what the conditions that were put on them with the review. I don't know what that date ended up being.
That date?
I think the review was going to be in June.
In June, but we didn't have a quorum.
May or June.
Right.
So we couldn't talk to anyone. So, in fact, because we didn't have a quorum, he went the following Wednesday. And that's why I was asking if anybody
okay,
was there.
I will get an update for you. I guess here, obviously.
Well,
my question would be to the board, would we like an opportunity for a review?
Let me look. I'll email you guys.
Yeah, I would. I would like to.
I think we should.
I think
we'd
all
have
another
next
review
next
date
month's
on it.
Agenda.
And if I had service here, I'd be able to look it up for you. So
okay.
I apologize. I should have.
Well, I had two neighbors call over that period of time about the music being too loud. And as it turned out, it wasn't the bar. I go down there and the bar's not playing music. It's a neighbor next to a neighbor.
But you know what? Thank you for checking it out and not just assuming. Because I think we have situations in other towns like that where they're mad at so-and-so and it's not them doing it. They're just used to them doing it. So they think it's them. So thank you for not just assuming.
If you could get us an opportunity for
Chase. Said if anyone has a problem, to go see him first before we get official with trying to solve it, which is really nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
And if something's bothering you,
it hasn't bothered me. I just noticed it more, and I would have preferred peace and quiet, but it wasn't disruptive.
Because he's on the bubble, and the last thing they want is an official complaint. So that's where that's at. Anything else?
Anytime you can handle things on the down roll, better than making them all efficient.
Well, give them a chance to make it right, too.
Yeah.
Right. Just I agree. You never know. We might be using that place for a community center someday.
You never know.
That's right.
We're going to talk about that, too.
I know we are.
All right. Do you have anything else for us? No?
Nothing. I didn't even have that. I'm so sorry.
You got.
Just give you a brief report. The project is still on schedule to finish next August, end of August. So we're talking about another year of work. From the base of the mountain over here out across the 22 miles worth of pump, that portion we're hoping to be completely finished by the middle part of November. I think there's a good chance we will meet that goal, but not 100% possibly. The dense grade will get done. Maybe if we get too cold early, the open grade and the final striping may not be finished, in which case we'll just have temporary striping over the winter till spring. As far as like blasting, right now as of this moment, there's no plans for any further blasting, but the contractor still needs to remove some rock. He's got a special piece of equipment he's going to try. If that works, then there will be no more blasting. But if it does not work, if they can't get the rock off, there potentially could be a little bit more blasting. But right now, there's no plans for any more blasting. We'll just be continuing to work kind of as we have been, trying to make as much progress as we can. And like I said, finish either next August, end of August, or hopefully even earlier.
Yeah, you can see we paved the bump and bump. Those lanes are not held up. We're maintaining the traffic set up to see as you come up the bump. We are going to be putting a bridge next week to loop you around and put you on the new pavement. That's what we're like overseeing right there. So you're a new little S chicane to get on a new piece of bridge. You come up with your pavement today and last week. And we'll be back on where you are right now, up by the Lincoln Wash. That way we can work on that section from the bridge all the way up and tie in to the water paving. And then you can see right here, we've got our normal dirt. As Don was saying, as they pave the dense grade on Roadland Lodge, it requires 35 degrees of line. That's why we're going to have done. They plan on paving that all the way up past Pinion, that phase. And like he said, our open dirt requires 70 rises. So if we got end of October, we get days of 70 degrees. We'll be able to replace the open grade and everything. So we'll have a fully finished road. And once that comes up through the project, it's the last piece right here, next to Ron, this property, we'll be able to tear that apart. And that's the other area where we have a rock cut that we're going to try to use conventional equipment once again, but if it's not efficient enough, it'll blow it up. That's the same with the cut that's like across from Poison. He's got basically mining equipment he wants to use, but if it's not efficient enough, he's going to have to blast a lot of the kitchen barriers. We're only trying to build like 4 or 5 feet of rock up on the top of that base. And if we blast that, we'll cover all of our new work and the old work material. Level off closure. So it was really admirable attacking with equipment.
So that's a hoe ram that you're using to do that?
No, this is going to be a hoe that's going to have a mining milling pad. So it's like 2 feet wide with diamond to feet on it, and it's just going to chew it off. Here's this video of one around mine, that kind of equipment. So you'll see him, he's going to build a earthen pile there, so we'll get up on it and cut the slope.
It sounds like they're going to do like a trial in the next week or two, just one day to try it. So if any of you happen to notice it there, you may see them. And that's kind of a trial to see if it works and how well it works. And if it works good, they'll come back later and keep working.
Kind of like a stump joint.
Kind of like a rock.
Have your video person come out and get some video, like, because they videoed all the blasting. That sounds like it'd be cool too. Have them do that.
So if you're able to do it that way as opposed to blasting, does that mean fewer road closures?
You won't be closing the road. You close the road only because of protection. You have to. And you get the 2-hour window only for cleanup. It's not for the blast. The blast is like 10 seconds, but you got to close for 5 minutes or more. You got to go check and make sure it all went off.
So
you got to pick up a couple rocks. So this intended use won't close the road.
So the net impact to the community is road closures aren't going to happen, and we won't have the noise impact of the blast, which hasn't been bad.
Really, the blast is not noise. They're very quiet. It's depressing.
Okay.
So you're like, I'm going to pull the button today. And you go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I get more fly with my liquid fireworks.
Yeah.
Well, that's good for everybody.
What did you say the minimum temperature is you need for painting?
So our dense grade, the stuff we're putting on right now, 3 inches of thick, 35 degrees water. So we come out atmosphere at surface. So that means the day where it's below freezing, we can still paint all afternoon and sun warm up and look paint. But our open grade, that 3/4 inch, it's nice and shiny, it looks good on
very top.
It's got to be 70 and rising. Because it's only 3/4 of an inch, and it's a small layer, it cools off way too fast.
So what if you put that topping grade on after you take off the high spots on the road?
Correct. You do all that. You see that really fancy bump grinder in the water tank up there? Yeah. That's the making it smooth. So when you drive down the road, your truck doesn't feel all the little bumps. Really stop and take it.
So you can do that thick part when it's really cold.
Almost all year.
35.
So if you can do that thick part, will you just wait until it's warm enough to do the other part?
So, correct.
Oh, so it sit there?
Yeah, you wouldn't run. It would sit there. You open it up with temporary striping and you'd be driving on it.
You can drive on it.
And next year in spring, when you start open grading all the rest of it, we just open grade all of the main five.
So is that where you have like a bump down to?
Yeah, okay.
Three quarters.
I like it. Sounds good.
So hopefully this winter you'll actually see your nice fancy decorative street signs go in, and all the rocks and the animals. They've been on our schedule of work, but it's all fill work. One of the drainage crews are working on drainage. So his plan is to try to see that one in November, December, January. Weather dependent, setting combinations, laying on culverts and packing them, all that good stuff that we showed you on those pictures earlier.
Did we make a choice on the animals, those silhouettes, or has that already been decided?
That's decided. Okay.
And that bridge
before we got it.
The what?
So that was decided before we got it.
Okay. And the bridge, that's complete now, the animal?
That's just half of it is complete. So one half is complete. Once the truck is on it,
and we'll go the other
way. Wow, that's incredible. That is a heck of a project.
I've heard that NDOT and we asked them to create signs to like each road that will show a range of addresses on those signs. Is that consistent with what you understand?
No, and I'm not sure how these really fancy signs would accommodate that. I mean, I know maybe a street sign up into the road a little bit, staggered street sign, could probably put a placard on it with like listing the addresses.
County street signs list the range of addresses.
Oh, county
I don't, okay. And like big ones, like down on, you know, Rainbow, Blue Diamond, those
right.
have them, but I don't know about
our, them. I mean, our big signs are more of a generalized, like this approach is pending, but I think they're a little like the street signs that might have that on there. Isn't that put in by the county?
So right, the county signs will have to add the
street. Okay. All right. Because some of the streets up here never have been labeled on the sign, and yet they show up on a map with a name I've never heard of.
Well,
I
can tell you part of why that came about.
Okay.
So, years and years ago, when I first started accounting, I did addresses. And we wanted to come up here and fix your addresses, and we were threatened to be shot if we came up and fix your addresses.
My address
has been called. So, I fixed your addresses against your will from aerial photos.
Right.
So that's how all the addresses got fixed for the 911 system, which I'm sure you appreciate.
Yeah, yeah.
So if the street signs haven't been updated, that's something we can work on together. And, you know, if you went by the streets and showed me what needs to be fixed, we can get these signs.
All right, good, thank you.
Any other questions?
Can we get the mile markers on the new side, on the new road?
Nice big mile markers?
Yeah.
Those are not totally finished.
Yeah, we're going to be delayed getting our signs finished. They're on their way. The guy's actually supposed to be back this Friday. He had a family emergency medical bills. So that's why we opened the road up. Otherwise, they're existing.
Thank you. That brings up a thought. A recurrent problem that we have with our department is that the location of incidents is not reported accurately. And it seems to me that the vast majority of the public doesn't know that mile marker signs even exist.
Mm-hmm.
Let alone how to use them, how to identify them. Is it possible for the county to put together a public service announcement to educate the public? This is what a mile marker sign looks like. This is how you tell if it's from Clark County or Nye County. And
NDOT did that. That would be an NDOT thing, because we don't do mile markers. They're always on highways.
Okay.
And a couple years ago, they introduced these new ones, which I think are terrible, but...
They're bigger.
They're bigger, and that's it.
Well, these bigger ones are much, much better.
Yeah. But NDOT did do a whole campaign when they rolled them out. My little newsletter that I did, I put an article about it. It's hard to get the public to know stuff.
Yeah. It's in your driving test. Like, that's one of the things you have to do is identify what the sign is.
As soon as you pass the
test, you
forget
about it. So if they know, that's the thing, is you can't force somebody to learn.
People
so
love to not know. So, I don't know.
It would be nice if they could get free public service announcements on TV, like a campaign for a couple of months.
You know what?
I hope some of that would seep in.
No, they're going to want to hammer drunk driving.
Well, and you know what? Like, we don't even have regular TV at home anymore. And with all the new stuff, I was again going to be watching commercials anymore. So I don't know what the answer is. I hear you 100%, but I don't know what the answer is. I'll mention that to Tony Elliott. He is the public information guy for NDOT. Maybe he put that out.
Any other questions?
Always around. You always say hi. We'll answer
right.
Right. It's impressive. We've got a lot more off the highway control for us. It doesn't even need to.
All right, we don't have any planning and zoning.
And we have planning and zoning stuff, but not under
planning. Not zoning, no. And then now we're going to talk to you about the letter with the street.
I said that was on the agenda. I mean, feel free, I'd be in favor of it. In fact, I think we've got a 90% chance of getting signed anyway, but with that letter, would bump it up to maybe like 98.
Okay.
So there's no guarantees, but I would encourage you to go ahead and write it.
Okay, so I can write something up for you, or you guys can write it up, it's up to you. But I would need a motion to...
All right, I'll make a motion that we put together a letter for the NDOT to request a speed reader display sign.
Second.
Permanent.
Okay.
Point of clarification, you want it to operate in both directions?
We'd like to.
Yeah.
One
at each end.
Yeah.
As the end of the community. Yeah.
Is that going to ruin the chances if we have to do it?
All right, excellent.
Yeah, 10.
Okay, well, we'll keep it at 2. So I'll draft something, I'll get something started, and then I'll send it to you guys. And
okay. Sounds good, great. All right, Mark.
Oh, my turn.
It's your turn.
All right. Last time I spoke about the fire department's desire to involve in yard inspections to decrease fire risk. It wasn't transcribed properly. A lot was left out. Several of this information was left in, so what I've done is I've typed up my comments so that I can hand those to the secretary and they can be properly represented in the minutes of the meeting. I discussed various services the fire department has to offer to the community. Clark County Fire Department has asked that Mountain Springs residents allow me and other members of the Mountain Springs Volunteer Fire Department onto and into your property in order for us to perform a pre-assessment of the property. This will entail identifying the general shape of the structures on the property, points of ingress, egress, type of construction, location of electrical panels, propane tanks, and any other potential hazards. The notes we take will be of a very general nature and will not violate anyone's privacy. Having this information ahead of time before a wildfire or house fire enables us to more effectively protect the property as well as provide for enhanced safety of the occupants as well as of our fire department personnel. In addition, while on the property, we would also like to have the opportunity to advise the homeowners about recommended fuel reduction work, trimming, thinning of trees, shrubs, etc., removal of fuels that are too close to the house, and other risk factors we see in order to reduce the likelihood that a forest fire could cause their home to burn. We would like all of our residents to allow us to perform these services, both of which are voluntary and will not be used for enforcement of fire code violations, etc. And all of the recommendations are just recommendations. You can choose to follow through with as many or as few of them as you want. Any reduction of fuels is inevitable. So, anyway, you can introduce. Yes.
And I'll explain. With our minutes are very specifically not verbatim.
Right.
And we have, and you pointed out an exact reason why, because it's always open to interpretation.
Yep.
So what is heard on the recording or what I take from something can be skewed or different. So we keep them brief on purpose for that exact reason. So in the future, if you have something very specific, this is a great way to do it so that it can just go right into the document. But yeah, we have to. Because I've learned the hard way here and in other places, well, that's not what I meant to say.
Right.
And then you listen to the recording, and that's exactly what they said, but that's not what they meant to say. So we keep it brief on purpose. So this will go in as attached. Okay?
Thank you. The other thing I wanted to discuss is that a few years ago, there was some mention about one of the firearms laws in the area. And so I looked up federal firearms laws related to the BLM property and Forest Service land around us. I looked up the state laws and county laws. And I wrote that all up in a document with copies of the law and maps. And I'd be glad to email this so it could be included in the minutes or sent out to all the residents that have interest, or if you want, you can put your name on a list and I'll email you the information, the maps and everything. But I just wanted to not go through this whole document, but just refer to a few of the highlighted items. From federal perspective, it's unlawful to discharge any shotgun, air rifle, or BB gun within 1,000 feet of any dwelling, and any gun, pistol, rifle, or other firearm within 5,000 feet of any occupied dwelling.
Across but is that in a national forest, or is
that's
that
on all federal land?
Okay.
All right. Across all BLM-administered lands, discharging or using firearms, weapons, or fireworks is not allowed on developed recreation sites and areas, except at sites specifically designated for that purpose. Target shooting and carrying loaded firearms are illegal within the boundaries of Red Rock National Conservation Area. So that's real close to us here. And then there's a BLM fire prevention order.
What if next meeting I have the chief of law enforcement for BLM come,
perfect,
and she can talk about this stuff? Just to make sure that, because I found things before that aren't exactly accurate or different, like different national recreation areas
right,
or whatever.
Right.
So I'll ask Stephanie to come and talk about what she's got there.
Right.
Okay?
And then there's, they don't allow any firearms discharges during all red flag warnings on federal land. So if there's a red flag warning mentioned by the Weather Service, it's high winds, high fire danger, no shooting, and there's red flag warnings. Nevada says from or over federal or state highway or county road. You can't shoot from the road or over the road. Or you can't discharge a firearm within or from a structure or vehicle. The Nevada State Parks cannot prohibit carrying a firearm, either open or concealed, except as established elsewhere by state law, which doesn't really tell you much. Mm-hmm. And in Clark County, they basically outlawed all shooting within the valley, but that doesn't pertain to us up here, yes?
So, a couple of times you'll hear of animals that are severely wounded, whether they're wild, domestic,
uh-huh,
and you couldn't even take care of that. They
according
put
them to this, discharging a firearm is discharging a firearm.
Yeah.
Which,
that's something a little bit out of there.
Yes.
That's what I was hoping.
I would think that in the real world there'd be some latitude.
Right, like in Sandy Valley,
the intent of the law is to restrict unsafe, essentially recreational or target.
Mm-hmm.
That's the intent of
yeah,
the county ordinance.
Well, it just there was a deer with two mangled legs, and then like the horses that were down there, fortunately, was fine. But you know, to wait for a vet or a police
yeah,
officer to show up
yeah,
is not always humane.
Right.
Well, we are true. Isn't that true for hunting?
You are authorized to use the knife.
They are, but what if it takes a half an hour for a police officer
right,
to get there?
I would say if anyone had archery, archery set up for hunting.
But we use the exercise common sense. The law, there's the spirit of the law, and then there's the letter of the law,
right,
and that's why we evaluate everything on a case by case basis. And you know, lawyers, laws are written, so lawyers have jobs, and it's the same thing, doctors, cops, and lawyers, you can ask them the same question and get them in the answer. So, it's a lot that's up.
And then Clark County bans shooting within a half a mile of a highway or within 500 feet of a public or private road, improved trail, or designated campground or picnic area. And areas in within a distance of one half mile of each edge of a roadway, whatever a state highway, interstate highway, U.S. highway, and all areas in and within 500 feet of any other public or private road, improved or maintained trail, and campground or picnic area.
While you're on that one,
uh-huh,
at our next commission meeting on the 18th, or the 17th, maybe the 18th, whatever next Tuesday is, Commissioner Jones is asking to expand the no shooting area within the county to cover areas that where the valley has grown out of the no shooting
uh-huh
area.
and also to include Level Canyon in the half mile. Level Canyon Road, the same as a highway, so it would be no shooting on half mile on either side of it.
Which means nothing in Level Canyon. Right now, the BLM is prohibited shooting in Level Canyon.
Right, but that is temporary. Will be ending. And Congress has made it much harder. Why do I mean Congress? BLM federal has made it much harder to closures, shooting closures. So this would be, yes, a half mile doesn't go very far,
right.
But most of the problems, the fires that have been caused by shooting,
yeah.
are close to the
road. Oh, yeah.
So, and the topography at Shiloh. So that's on next week's
agenda. Okay, good. Last thing I want to mention is that Mountain Springs is in Section 20, Township 22, South, Range 58 East. And this area is not included in the list of forbidden shooting areas within Clark County. So currently Mountain Springs is not included in that list. I'd like to personally keep it that way.
Yeah. Except that...
But Level Canyon
right.
is a fire danger, and we're tired of going up there on fires.
Except that most of Mountain Springs is within half mile of road.
Right.
The highway.
Right.
And within 500 feet of another road. Yeah. So essentially that...
All right, we need to select. Anybody want to volunteer for this next position,
a
representative for the development advisory?
So for people who haven't been here before, don't know about it, this is called CDAC. It's the Community Development Advisory Committee. It's the way that, it's a group that gets together and helps the county decide how to use CDBG funds, which are Community Development Block Grant funds that come from the federal government. We get a pot of money, and this is how it's dispersed. This group gets to decide how it's dispersed. A lot of it goes towards homeless services, women's shelters, things like that, but it also goes towards youth, homeless youth. Some of it goes through for community improvements, like we got a $3 million grant for Sandy Valley to improve the water system for our park. So if somebody's interested in serving on the committee, you've done it before.
I like it. I'll do it again.
You want to do it again? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, will you give it to me?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
Can I have
You're
a motion?
Hired.
Can I have a motion?
I don't think I can motion myself.
You can't motion yourself. So
I'm going to find you to be our representative.
Okay.
Second.
Good. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. That's been my easiest one. My sixth
That was
town.
Easy. That was
I like it. I'm surprised they don't want it.
I know what I've heard is really rewarding.
It is. I was shocked. I went in with trepidation, and I'm like, I hope I can do it every year.
You know what, Allie? If you have any interest, this might be something you might want to think about. And you can do an alternate, too.
Yeah.
Just seems like something you might want
to do. I'll admit.
Yeah, because I brought up the youth. It was something I was completely unaware of, and it's my new... go to or passion thing versus some other things.
Okay.
Then I'll get your info and then let you know. Oh, she'll get it. She'll be the code, right?
Well, I'm not trying to force it into you, but I know a little bit about you, and I think you'd enjoy this. So I'll give you guys exchange numbers and we'll work it.
Are you interested in it? I would make a motion that Alice Schmalz be appointed as the alternate representative.
All right.
A second.
Look at that. I can bully people in any
Now you got a first and a second.
I know, that's great. You guys are winning because no other town is even giving me a first year. So that's great. The next one is me too. So I'll just continue.
Go ahead.
For budget requests. This is our time of year when we do our wish list for things we would like for the community. And these are big ticket items. These are not like street signs, but that's something you have to work on anytime. These are things like a community center. And I have my notes here, and I have to find out what I did with them from last year's request. Here we go. So last year, the requests were a community center, and drainage culverts or other similar structures for flood control on Benedict Drive, and for the fire department, a run a 5-inch water main underground from the 16,000 gallon water tank downhill to the edge of the new frontage road on the south side of 160. Connect the end of the underground water main to a dry fire hydrant on the outside edge of the new frontage road. Equip engine 79 with a 5-inch fire hydrant valve. And that was it. So
I've got a status report on that.
Good. Okay, good.
Federal land is between the county land where the water tank is and the frontage road. And it would be virtually impossible to get the Forest Service to allow us to put underground pipe through their property. However, they seem to be okay with putting a temporary pipe across the top of their land. So my chief is in the process of obtaining the pipe and getting all the permissions done. So he can bring it across the top of the ground, and that'll really make it a lot easier for us.
And cheaper.
It'll be a lot less expensive. It'll make it easier for us and faster for us to fill up because it triples the head pressure. It also allows fire trucks to line up one behind the other to fill up, rather than having to pull in to get filled up, back up, pull around, and then let the other track. It just creates a logistical nightmare on the tank.
Nice.
So I think we have the process.
Awesome. And so that would be, would it have to be insulated because of the temperature?
It'll be drained at the time.
Oh.
It'll just be used seasonally.
Okay. So that would take care of the first two items.
Yeah.
Water main and connecting the water main to the dry fire. Awesome. Okay.
Budget item. What about your community center?
Okay. It's on top of the list.
Right. So, so we can check
two things
off.
It's going to go anywhere, but
which yeah,
when
did
we
start
construction on that?
I've been working my way up. Now we're on top of the list.
So. For you guys. Right. So, the drainage culverts we still don't have. If you guys still think that that is important to ask for in Benedict, you can send it forward again. The community center, I'm assuming you want to keep on the list to ask for.
Okay.
And then, do you still want a 5-inch hydrant valve for your
yes.
Okay, so we have those three things. Are there any other items that you thought of? I did have it come up in Good Springs that they asked for a pond that was really stocked with fish, so there could be a fishing derby every year. It's not going to happen. So let's keep it a little more realistic. So are there any other items?
Is it anyone here from Benedict? I'm Benedict. You're Benedict.
Right now, we do not have any helicopter landing zones up in our community, primarily because there are numerous power lines that go across the highway. Those are a hazard.
That's a good point.
And so if we could have funds to bury several of the power lines that go across the highway, that's not something that Family Electric has in their budget.
Right.
Those funds have to come from some other source.
I don't know that the county will can pay for that. I don't know that we can use those power lines. So maybe I'll put it on the list. The worst thing to do is say,
would they not be able to land over here on these service roads now?
Well, the banks for the service roads are fairly close to the roads, and they go up quite a ways, and they get really close to the helicopter blades. So that won't work either on the south side or the north side. Now, there is a small connector road up here close to Benedict that goes between the frontage road and the highway.
What about where they turn in, like where you go up Rosary and where the connector comes in down further east, coming up on the south side?
Yeah, it's like the one over here. That's not much room, and they're still fairly close to these power lines.
Okay.
Right.
I'll put it in there, and I don't think that's something we can budget for, but we'll put it out there. And sometimes I think the beauty of this is not even just that we're asking for the money, that it makes trigger a discussion for something else.
Right. So my lead to solutions is on the way.
Yep.
Because this is really a public safety issue, especially since we have an older demographic up here, which will likely need emergency medical services and helicopter evac.
Right. But I mean, look at, you put that, the bringing the water line down, and we've got it moving.
Yeah,
so
it
doesn't hurt to put it on the list.
It got taken care of through a different mechanism,
right.
But
it's
the problem.
Mark, how flat is that 8 acres on the other side of the bar, that property?
Well, it will be pretty flat.
Yeah, maybe we should get it. most people.
They are right here. They came in late.
That's who I thought it was. I wasn't sure.
We talked about your project here. Before you got here.
Community center
with a helicopter? Yes, absolutely.
He's way ahead of us.
And a fishing derby.
That's what you just said, yeah.
Well, Mark mentioned... So Mark mentioned something about Barry, so it reminded me of something that I always thought, like, I know, is a local cemetery. I know it's morbid, but I thought it'd be kind of cool. Like, if you are a resident, or if at one point you've been a resident, we had a plot for those who didn't want to be in the valley or something like that. And so I pondered it off and on. I have an option. I don't know how far we could go with it, but I don't know if this is a place to
I don't know. The county doesn't really build cemeteries, but we do take care of some. Mm-hmm. So let me...
Or a process thereof.
Does the county have any land up here where it would even be possible?
Well, I do. But
so
I don't know how a swap
works. I don't know. So it'll be a... You guys are making me ask for some interesting
stuff. So. I like the idea.
I thought I wouldn't be the only...
If you put it out there as an idea, I'll second.
Okay.
So today we're just talking about it. So over the next month, be letting your creative juices flow. Think about other things that you might want. I want to say within reason, but it doesn't have to be, you know... But you can figure out how to do it. If you think it's something you want, then let's ask for it. Shoot for the stars, and we'll vote next month. It's a 2 month process. Yes.
I moved here like 2 months ago, so I don't really know a whole lot about it this month. But I know that there's a lot of people that have livestock. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have a close center in case there's like an emergency with livestock or anything like that that you can take them to? Because everybody's got dogs, everybody's got cats, everybody's got horses.
No.
One valley or the other.
Because mm-hmm. I was thinking, if anything, like that, everybody's got.
Yeah.
I think a lot of those with, especially larger pets, you'll have a friend off mm-hmm. the mountain somewhere,
yeah.
and they have all. I've had a few reach out to me saying, if there's a problem, bring them here.
Well, the county does have. Lone Mountain Horse Park and Horseman's Park. So I imagine those would be available.
Can we get a horse park up there?
Yeah, horse park's
there. Okay, we can cover it
on all that flat land you've got.
Yeah, right? Okay. Yeah. There's a meadow back there. You like
we
that?
We can just turn Michigan right? into a horse park. Okay. So be thinking about it. Next month I will come to you with the list of what we talked about. We can add to it and then we'll have a motion next.
Okay. Now we have a representative from Clark County, and he's going to talk to us about the comprehensive planning that is going to take place over a period of...
Actually, we're doing it very quickly this time around because we don't anticipate a lot of changes going on. I got some maps that anyone can have they want, smaller versions of the same you want,
mm-hmm.
So state law requires that we update the land use plan on a regular basis, and Clark County has determined that every 5 to 7 years. And the last time the Northwest land use plan was updated was in 2013. And so we're required to notify everyone. So probably you've got a postcard telling you about this meeting and upcoming meetings. That being said, we don't anticipate changes in Mountain Springs. And so we know that all the land here in your community is planned for residential roles, which is one home per 2 acres. And then we have the scout camp and the property, they're down on the south end of the town area, that are planned as major development projects. We saw, just like you did in the paper, that the scout camp is selling that property. What major development project does is that it allows or requires anyone who wants to develop that to enter into a development agreement with Clark County. And so if they were to go forward with that, it would address police service, it would address schools, it would address fire, any additional fire needs to be made. So that was the designation that was put on there, I think last go around, just realizing that the scout camp at that time had approached us saying we're thinking about selling this at some point. And so they asked for that designation last go around. Yes.
Question. Are they able to develop it for a different purpose than it's being used now? It's my understanding that they acquired the property through the Recreation Public Purposes Act of 1927. And as such, the federal government mandates it remain used only for recreation and public purposes.
I don't know the history of how it came about. It's privately owned and it's zoned RU, so they can do, right now they could develop it at one home for 2 acres.
There's an article in the RJ, look that up, and it says something about how it originally was like a lease, and then the lease expired and it turned into an ownership transfer. I'm just saying what was in the RJ. So I think originally it was that, and then the ownership was transferred.
The front page did an article similar, that that property did not meet that standard. After that, they changed it. And somehow that property got it. Not have to do that. So in other words, they quit using it as a Boy Scout camp, but they would have to go back to the BLM.
Right.
That gets called. Somehow that would be.
Somehow they switched them to what?
Yeah,
or
something.
Yeah, and that's what they were in during a period of time when that wasn't acquired or whatever the history of that
maybe
is.
They acquired it before 1927. Before that.
I don't know.
That being said, There's nothing been submitted to the county. It's just for sale, so we don't anticipate there'll be anything coming up soon. If there is anything, they will have to come before your board and present everything that they're trying to do. So our plan is we will be back next month. If we receive any requests for change, to let you know what those are. Otherwise, and if there are no requests for change, we're done. There's nothing more for you guys to do because there's no changes in requests for land use up here. So.
Well, that Boy Scout camp property certainly accommodate at least 100 homes.
It's 1,100 acres.
Yeah.
So that's 500.
I don't think it's probably all developable.
Yeah,
you'd
be a lot of rock.
Mm-hmm. Maybe 200, 250 homes.
Yeah.
And then on the Bustos property up there, that's another 100 homes. And either one of those would justify a whole new fire station. You'd have to be a paid fire station at that. That's too far away for us to have.
And that's why it's good, the designation with the major development project. So anything that came in, it'd have to go through the major project process. Yeah. So they'd have to do that development agreement with the Fire Station Community Center, Helipad Land.
Can you tell me, are there any plans for the Clark County Community Camp up there that's been unused for years and years?
Not that I'm aware.
I don't think so. People have approached me a couple times over the past few years, and I don't think we have any plans to do anything.
Questions?
Do you have a business card?
I don't with me.
First of all, I wanted to move up there.
I'll just write my number down. Okay. One. I forgot to grab some. Actually, hand in those forms. My number's on the bottom of those forms.
Yeah, we'll make it official and you know, include his name on this.
Here, you can call me.
And
I work with Kevin.
Keep in mind that what they're talking about, nothing that they do changes the zoning.
Right.
It just changes the what could be sometime in the future.
Run it by me again. Nothing they could do.
It's what a policy
what they're talking about is the potential of the land.
Right.
So if Augie wanted to build, well, I shouldn't say Augie. If you have an empty parcel,
that's
I should
okay.
say, I should use an
That'll
example
come
like
up.
That.
That'll
Our
come
20
up.
Acres over here. If that 20 acres thought they would be a casino, they would have to come in and ask for the land use plan to be changed to allow casino zoning. Because right now, nothing up here would allow casino zoning. So that would just allow them the chance to ask for it. Right now, they couldn't even ask for it. So that's what this is. This is the potential future of your property. And for all of your homes here, your potential future is the same as what it is now. But there are times, and like Jones is a good example, where the houses, you know, who wants to live on Jones now? It's so crazy busy, you know, in the older part of Jones or Eastern. So a lot of those have turned into dentist offices and stuff. So if they were all residential, they wouldn't have that opportunity.
somewhere along the line, they had to change the future potential to allow them to become commercial. So that's what it is. If in your area, I doubt anybody's going to ask to change anything because they're residential, they want to stay residential.
Well, as it stands, that 20 acres is RU, and
right.
It could accommodate
10 houses.
Well, maybe less than 10 if you put the roads
in.
But I think
it's
right.
The problem that we have.
Private roads.
I'm just giving that an example. But
well, what about this one across from the bar? There's a commercial. Oh, that's okay.
That your property was zoned, geez, maybe 20 years ago, commercial over there. The way I understand it, correct?
Yeah,
I don't know if it's a
long time back.
Yours?
It's residential.
Yeah, and yours is planned residential world, the same as all of us.
All
that yours
here.
Is the same as everybody else.
At one point, it was cut into four lots, but it's one lot.
Okay.
This is on the south side?
No.
On the west side.
West side. Okay, that's what I thought.
Across Williamson.
Other side of the street from the bottom.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, we cut all the trees.
Because I thought those four on the southwest side, I thought they were cut into four.
It is, there's four pies over here.
Talking about this right here, right?
Over here.
That's ours, and now she's talking about across the line.
Well, anyway, that 20 acres is always going to be this one on the north of the community. Would be a gold mine if somebody could get a use permit or zone change. And we definitely don't want that to happen as far as the community is concerned.
Well, so if the spa was alright.
Pardon?
If it was a spa, she was alright.
Once they had a good.
Well, I know the people that own it, and it's very difficult for them to sell it and use it the way it's zoned. So they would love to have some kind of other zoning other than the RU zoning. So. I don't think we're going to have that problem. But
the things that owner has talked to us about would all be use permits anyway, so they probably wouldn't need to change the zoning anyway.
It would solve our problem if the government would buy it, and I guess they backed out on that deal. So.
This gentleman up here is going to be your lifesaver for you. I came from Madera County in California. I spent 36 years a volunteer fireman there. Our board of supervisors had their head up their rear most of the time, and when the developers would come out and want to develop land, they let them do it. They didn't do anything for the fire department, anything for the sheriff or anybody else. When I left there in 12, they had just got some new people on the board, and they changed it all around. What they did, they said, if you're going to build a subdivision here, you're going to put a fire station in, here's what it looks like, you're going to buy a fire engine for $700,000, you're going to put 2-0 staffing in it, 24/7, before you put one stick on the ground. So these subdivisions coming in, I'm sure that I'm going to be dead before they get going. But for your grandkids and people on the line, you really need to look at this and make sure that you get what you need to have, because this fire department right now is one.
Right.
And he's one person, and he's gone during the daytime.
Right.
So in reality, you don't really have a whole lot up here. If ISO were to come up here and do an insurance investigation on this operation, you'd probably lose all your fire insurance in a heartbeat, because you don't have enough people to do what you need to do to justify the fire insurance. That's the problem. And I'm a volunteer. I live in Pahrump, so I come up there for as much time as I can. You know, I come up 50, 25 minutes to get here. So, you know, if you have a fire and you're dying, if you wait for me, you're in trouble. But you can't count on Mark, and there's, you know, a couple other people that are in the system, I understand, but we haven't seen them yet. So whatever you can do, make sure you work with these folks, and if they bring something up, you get up front and tell them, we want to have this first, because we need a paid station up here. We're going to put those two subdivisions in. I was talking with the chief of the Trout Canyon. There's 100 acres on Trout Canyon Road and 160. Guy wants to put housing in there, too. that's his plan. He wants to do it, but he may not be able to do it. That's what he's planning. So there's going to be a lot more growth, especially when this is the freeway takes right. over. Trump's going to go skyrocket because people are going to live in Pahrump and drive, you know, an hour to work and back. And if you live in L.A., you're driving 2 or 3 hours sometimes at 15 miles an hour on freeways. You're going to have a beautiful road back and forth. So this is a good place to go to grow. And I know you folks like your peace and quiet up here, but it's, you know, yeah. Whatever you guys can do to get that stuff, infrastructure, build in, fire, and police, law enforcement too, tell them you're going to put a fire station, you're going to have a cop up here, and you're going to have, you know, shift stuff like this, and make sure that anything you put up there is going to benefit you. Because the pay station on Potosi would be a great benefit to you folks here. Because volunteers, Mark and I right now, that's basically, you know, we work with you guys doing it once in a while. So you don't really have a lot, and we do what we can, but we're limited.
We understand.
Anything you guys can do, make sure you hold them to mind it, and get them when they first come in. Make sure they know up front, this is what it's going to be. You want this, you're going to do this for us. The county's willing to, I'm sure they'd love to jump in and help you out, because it's going to benefit them too. Good luck.
Thank you. All right, our last, do you have any comments from the general public? Anybody that...
When we remove the water tank on this side of the fire station and move the Connex container to be next to the fire station, we empty the Connex container, found all sorts of real gems, like this cash register here.
I wondered where that went.
Yeah, well... It's a boat anchor, none of the keys work. If someone wants it, I'd like to get rid of it or get your permission to put it in the recycle bin to be picked up.
I don't have a problem.
From back in the day when the Citizens Advisory Council had things to sell, baked goods, that kind of stuff.
You open it and find the 25 cents in there?
Yeah.
I check.
Say the keys don't work.
Keys don't work for anything. Anybody here wants it, pick it up tonight, otherwise...
We should research it. It's not out there.
Craigslist.
Craigslist.
Go toward the community center. We've also got about 3 plastic totes in there with old plastic Christmas ornaments and lights that date from about the 1950s.
They're plugging in.
And so, I want to let you all know that that's going to disappear also unless someone wants to add it to their collection.
I'd say they're...
If any of you have a hoarding disorder, that's a perfect thing to help fulfill that urge.
You're doing a good job, Mark. We appreciate it, too. We really do. All right, well, if we don't have any comments, anybody? Well, and... our next meeting will be October the 9th, Wednesday at 6 o'clock here. And I move to adjourn.
Second.
Aye.
Aye.